life's run down the drain. Your body's wrecked with pain. There's just one thing to blame. Dynamite in the brain. Dynamite in the brain. Dynamite in the brain.
Thanks for listening. I am Brian Smith, the man whose neck has Phantom Combadge Syndrome. And this is episode 20 of Dynamite in the Brain, the podcast that loves anime and hates fun. Once again, I am joined by my co-host and currently obsessed with Street Fighter 3 Third Strike, it's Anthony Askew.
Hello, everyone. Hello, Brian. How are you doing?
Yeah, not too bad. That has been mainly what you've been tweeting about since you got back.
Yeah, I'm pretty addicted, you could say. I feel like I'm living in the past all over again, but
so were you
the beauty of it all.
Yeah. Were you a player of it when it first came? Was it 99 it came out?
It was a long time ago. And no, I wasn't, to cut a long story short, but with my addictive personality and love of beat-em-ups, it's just the best thing since sliced bread, pretty much. Fell in love with it. Did you play it?
I didn't know. Again, it fell just outside my interest in beat-em-ups range. I think the last beat-em-up I bought would have been... I can't remember what it was called. You know, the... there was Puzzle Fighter, wasn't there?
Yeah. I'm not a big fan of that.
And then they made a beat-em-up with the character designs from Puzzle Fighter.
I think it's a Capcom. Well, obviously Capcom.
Yeah, it was Capcom. But yeah, I can't remember. It was for the PS, the first PlayStation.
Oh God. I know. I feel like I know what you mean, but I might be getting it confused with Puzzle Fighter. I'm not quite sure.
Yeah, I can't remember what they called it, because it was like you could design your own move set, I believe, for the characters.
Before my time as a fanboy.
Yeah, so. I didn't play it much, and I think I quickly traded it in.
It must have been good.
PlayStation 2 was around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we're here to talk Oyakon.
Yep, that's 1 week later and we're still recovering.
Yes.
So I don't know whether that's a sign of a good con or a bad con.
I'm not sure I'm recovering from the con so much as recovering from going back to work the day after.
Ah, right. That's hard going.
And
hard
also going. Recovering from the 2 weeks up before the con when I was doing major prep for my three events.
Yeah. Yeah, thankfully I had no preparation to do this year except practicing for the games room, which I hardly went into, so...
whenever I couldn't find you, I kept on going in there and you weren't there. In fact, not many people were in there.
I don't know what changed with me in cons and games rooms, but I just didn't feel it. I just wasn't there.
Well, KitaCon, it was like, where is everybody? Oh, let's go to the games room, they'll probably be...
Yep, and it was true a lot of the time. But, see, where were you when I was elsewhere? What were you doing?
Well, we should get...
Because I wasn't... fair enough, yeah. Not spoil it for the avid listeners. We might have a lot of new listeners this episode. Hopefully, Iacon publicised this a little bit. Do you think?
Yes, I did mention it a few times. At least two people came up to me and wanted more details about it. So, and I did give out the details during the events. But yeah, it was the first con where I really felt I needed to have a business card printed out with all the details.
Oh, have you? I didn't realise you'd done that. I would have liked to have seen that.
I didn't do that.
Oh, right.
Other people would have liked to have seen it, which is the problem. So next time, yeah, I shall probably get something done.
That would be pretty good.
I might even have something else for Man's Extravaganza.
Oh.
If I can, came to me while I was at work, while I should have been working today, and then looked up the prices, and the prices weren't too bad, so, because I give away a bunch of free gifts during Man's Extravaganza, which we'll get to, and
yeah.
I've run out of free gifts, so I might do some free gifts which publicise this podcast more than...
Please say it is not like a CD of the episodes or something along those lines.
No, that wasn't what I thought of, but that's a good idea. So our friend Lewis wanted us to do a cassette version.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know what for, but...
I did look up the costing of it, but it wouldn't really... It was quite expensive. But
that would be very...
I don't think we're a big enough podcast to... if our figures went crazy, then yes, I think we could do like a special cassette version of Dynamite in the Brain.
I would want one of them.
That we could... sell, get a dealer's table and sell. But, or we'll just do 10 of them and just do it in the artist's alley.
A limited edition?
Yes.
That'd be good.
10 audio cassettes.
Oh, God. Do you still own a cassette player?
I don't think I... Oh, yes, I do. Yeah, I've got one in the bathroom, on the radio in the bathroom.
Oh, I'm sure I've got one lying around the house somewhere, so it's not totally obsolete if we were to do that. Would it be awful having to rewind and fast forward?
Well, no, you just send the audio file to somebody who prints them, and then they do it for you.
Oh, that's not bad then. Not bad.
But there's still places which do that in the UK. They'll do you a cassette.
Yeah. So, Iacon.
Iacon, yes. So I think you got there before me, like a day.
Yeah, yes, I was there on the Thursday afternoon, and I was so excited. So excited. I was like a kid, seriously, just seeing everyone again. When you turn up and you see people, and great feeling. And obviously there's not a great deal of con-related things going on a Thursday, apart from drinking and socialising and just having a bit of a laugh, really. So that was Thursday. Highly recommend going over on a Thursday if you don't already do it, which I believe you might do in the future, Brian.
I might do, yeah. This weekend, sort of, it was like, I felt like I'd done a lot at the con, but hadn't done much socialising when I got back. And that's partly because I was so busy, and also partly because at this point, a lot of the people I'd want to socialise with are also really busy.
Yeah.
During the weekend. So you're like, just occasionally bumping into people, or
it's a busy environment. It's pretty hectic.
It is. Yeah, it's just sort of got to the point where the people are now the people running the cons and running events, and
people are grown up.
Yes.
Once over, I was just going to a con and just chugging along, pretty passive. Now I try to help out a little bit, you know, go to events and take part.
Yeah, I think they said the average age was about 26 on the forums a while back.
That would make a lot of sense. Older than me, but that would make a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Interesting fact there, a little factoid.
Well, I don't know how much of a fact it was, but that was before they'd sold out. But I think one of the committee members did mention that it was around 26 was the average age of the people attending. And I think, well, at least in what I saw, that's kind of reflected in sort of behaviour, but it doesn't feel quite as... I mean, Kitticon felt young, definitely felt younger a con to me than this one did.
Yeah, well this was over 18s, wasn't it?
Yeah, whereas that's over 16, so I think that just...
Mind you, some of the behaviour from the weekend, not through myself, but does kind of make you think there was some under ages there. Which we might discuss that.
Well, again, I missed all that because I was so busy.
Well, you do know, you have heard what happened, haven't you?
Oh, yes, and it just sort of made me think, yeah, I'm correct in my decision to stay off-site in hotels.
Totally bizarre.
Not even the worst things, but even before the worst things get reported, I was reading tweets on Saturday morning that loads of people complaining about the beds being hard to sleep in and what's generally hard.
See, I could sleep anywhere, to be honest, within reason. So, I thought they were all right. Not amazing, just sleepable, if that's the word it is now. But, yeah, so that's Thursday. Now we're on to Friday. And what time did you arrive? Because I think you missed the first...
about 5 in the afternoon.
I was
exhausted before I got there because I got stuck in appalling traffic on the A34 and the M40.
Oh, goodness. What time did you set off to manage to get there that late?
About 1:30, 2:00.
Oh, you must have been angry.
Well, I was not.
That just feels a little...
Not so much angry as exhausted. I was just totally exhausted. I mean, I was exhausted before I set off just from... well, mentally exhausted from all the work I'd been doing on the panels the previous 2 weeks. And I'd also rushed around a lot in the morning before I set off. So, yeah.
Last minute checks that you've got everything.
Well, more last minute haircut. And then I bought a, one of those Belkin Tooncast things so I can install my MP3 player in the car.
Oh, right. Probably lucky you did do that because of the length.
Yes,
of
I was quite pleased. Rather than listen to the same CD over and over again.
Oof, CDs. Oof. Well, we were talking about cassettes before, and the CDs are bad enough. So at this point, when you're probably just setting off, I would have been wide awake, not hungover at all from the night before, which is actually the truth. And I would have been sat, actually I would have regged at this point. And I've got to say, hats off to the Iacon staff, committee, golfers, whoever, no queues whatsoever regarding registration. And now I think that is such a good thing, cause nobody likes queuing. Come on. When have you ever been in a fun queue? But no. Yeah, straight in, got me badge, then I was off to the Stage Clear reunion panel. Or reunion show, I should say. And as we discussed in the last episode, it is two guys, Richard Perrin, Rob Farhay, and they do a podcast on video games. And it was their kind of reunion show with Rob being in Japan for a year. And it was good. Because you haven't listened to the podcast, have you, Brian?
No.
Right. Well,
because when they were doing it, I wasn't really interested in video games, so.
Yeah. Would you listen to it if it came back?
I don't know if video game podcasts are my sort of, the closest I get is Fast Karate for the Gentlemen, who sort of alternate between an anime and a video game they talk about. That's probably as close as I get to video game podcasts.
Well, it depends, because I know you buy games when they've dropped in price.
I do tend to, yeah. Or sort of the arcade games and some of the indie games on Xbox Live as well. But
probably the sensible thing to do, kind of wait till they've dropped. But, yeah. Anyway, it was really entertaining because I'm a fan of the podcast. Basically, I've got my notes here. Not that they're very good. Basically discussed things with the games industry, stuff they didn't like, namely Duke Nukem Forever, about the length of time it took to develop, blah, blah, blah. And then they took questions from the audience. And all in all, it was pretty interesting. And because Rob, he's worked in like games journalism and stuff, but he knows his stuff. And Perrin's obviously made games of his own, so he kind of has good insight into it all. And it was good. Nice way to open the con, I think. Something a bit different, because obviously wasn't anime related in the slightest, but it was good. It was good, definitely worth going. And that was that.
Yeah, so around the time that I was finishing, I was probably picking up my con bag for registering. Right. So did everyone, I think everyone got the same con bag swag, didn't they?
The con bag swag, that's pretty much a load of leaflets. Naruto DVD,
yes, it was a promotional Naruto DVD, which was, episodes 1-5. And,
not too bad.
Well, I no longer have that DVD, as we shall get to it later.
Where did you leave it?
Oh no, we'll get to it later. You should have been paying more attention during Mad Stravaganza.
Oh, I know what you did then. Yes. I realise now. I thought you might have been given an extra copy, especially for the
no.
event.
No.
That would be silly.
That would have been silly. And, I don't know what people get out of putting those leaflets in there, because I just put them all in the... I took them all out and put them in the bin the moment I got them.
Yeah, same. I expect a lot of people do that, because nobody cares. But you've got to advertise somehow.
But, yeah, the con book was well put together. Again, Perrin put that together.
Yeah, I've got it right next to me here.
And there's a terrible article on Redline by some guy.
Oh, yeah. He doesn't have a clue that.
Who wrote it?
I don't even think he's seen it.
Who wrote it with a fever.
Is that true?
Yes.
Oh, God.
I sent it to Perrin and I just said, here's, I think, 1,200 words. I'm not sure how good it is because I was really ill when I wrote it.
But it's not bad.
It's not as good. Yeah, I'd say two things I've written for comic books. I think the How to Be an Anime Expert for Kitakon was probably the better thing I've written. And that red line one was really hard work because I wasn't feeling great. Yeah, and I was just trying to trying to write that many words without really talking about spoiling anything in the film.
Yeah, because I haven't watched it yet.
Which was tough. I've seen it 4 times now.
Hell.
In the cinema each time.
That's not bad going. That's pretty good going.
That's pretty good going. Whereas the Kitacon thing just flowed straight out of my brain onto the page without too much bother.
I'm not much of a writer. I like to pretend I am, but I don't know. I do my best, and even that's not good enough a lot of the time. But no, it was a good read, especially not knowing a great deal about Red Length. I don't like spoilers and stuff.
And we got a little badge as well in the con book, didn't you? With the con bag.
Yeah, mine's still pinned onto the bag. I don't know what the kind of, maybe little creatures or pieces of sushi. Well, I don't know what they're meant to be.
That was, yeah, I had a discussion on the Friday with people. I think you were in the same room as I was having a discussion, but you were around the corner, so you never saw me.
Ooh, that's creepy.
Because we were looking out the window and we saw you come in.
But when was this?
This would be around 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock time. The
bar fusion?
Yeah, the big restaurant bar.
Right.
With the really strange layouts of the men's toilets.
Yes, I know what you mean.
It's like really badly put together toilets because you like you wash your hands and then you have to walk all the way back past the urinals to dry them because the dryers are like halfway down the rather than near the exit.
See, people are going to start thinking we're just the same person because we've never been seen in a room together. And apparently, my voice acting's damn good, so I could be just throwing my voice all this time.
But yeah, we were just round the corner there, the bit you can't see when you walk in.
Right.
So it was Lewis, Cat, Snap, Lat, Leon, who obviously has been a guest
yeah.
on an earlier show, and yeah, various folks around there. So I think you came in with some people, and then you might have gone back out again because you never came round the corner.
No, oh, see, terrible. But at this point, I'd already been to another panel.
Aha, what you been to?
See, I'd already been kind of doing other things, being productive. I went to the piano recital. And something at first, I was kind of, I'm not quite sure about it. I didn't know what the quality was going to be like. I didn't know much about the performers. Went along with a few people. And it was damn good. Really, really good. High quality. It was on the piano, it was somebody called Raven, and on vocals, it was somebody called Neff, I think. And they were really, really good. Like, I cannot stress how impressed I was. And basically, they did music from obviously different animes, different games, and a few internet memes. Is memes the right word?
That's correct, yes.
So I never really knew.
No, I never. The first time I said it out loud, I got it wrong and was laughed at.
Meme-y. I've had a few different.
Yeah, that's how I said it.
I don't know. But yeah, anyway, that went on for an hour, and it was pretty uplifting. Great sounds.
So anything in particular that they played?
There was something, it was one of the songs from Portal, Still Alive, and everyone in the room started singing along. There's something else. Oh, they did like a great little medley at the end, which was kind of like a like a mix-up of all sorts of things, and it kind of went... Oh, they opened with the Cowboy Bebop intro, Tank. That was pretty good. I do like Cowboy Bebop. It was just really entertaining. I felt it was something different for the con, and as I say, just really well done. I hope they do another one next year or a different con. I would certainly go along. Yeah.
And then I called it a night because I was generally exhausted, so I went back to the hotel and watched, what did I watch? Because it was like 10 quid, and I got all the movies and internet and breakfast.
Which is pretty good. Bloody hell, it really splashed out. God.
It was a special deal. Yeah, I thought that was quite special. So I watched the new Winnie the Pooh movie and Fast and the Furious 5.
Oh, good.
I'd not seen the previous four films, but I was able to pick up pretty much what was going on.
How did you feel about Fast Five?
It was all right.
Yeah?
Yeah, not too bad. And then isn't the guy supposed to be taking over the Terminator franchise?
I didn't know that, but that's probably not a bad thing, considering Terminator Salvation wasn't very good.
At the very least, I'd be interested in going back and watching at least the ones, whoever directed that particular
one. Yeah, yeah.
think.
Yeah, they're a pretty weird mix of films because they're all pretty different.
It is, and the 5 apparently is the one where he just puts all the characters in.
Yeah.
Even if it has to stretch continuity a bit to fit it.
The big question is, which do you prefer, Redline or Fast 5?
Oh, Redline, of course.
Fair enough. No, that was a hard choice, but...
Though Fast 5 does have some ridiculous scene where they're trying to drive a car really so fast that a CCTV camera won't pick it up. And they just spent ages trying to do this.
Oh, fun. At least it's got Dwayne Johnson in, hasn't it?
It has, yeah. Playing a badass.
I do want to watch it, actually, at some point. But
yeah, it's worth watching just to see The Rock beat up Vin Diesel.
Oh, everyone's dream fight. Well,
it's a bit one-sided, to be honest.
Yeah.
At least the first time it happens.
Oh, that's all I'm doing. But yeah, that was Friday. Oh, so what was the little pin thing?
I don't know. We thought it was sushi as well.
Because mine's got a face.
Yeah, mine's got a face, but not all of them had faces.
Ah, I see. Do you know who made it by any chance?
I think it's said on the back of the badge, but I don't have it at hand.
I can't turn me back that far.
It was advertising their Etsy site.
Right. They're a pretty cute badge, in all fairness.
I don't know
where I'm going to put it, or if I'm going to put it anywhere, but it's pretty cute. Nice little badge. In fact, here's a question.
Mm-hmm.
The con bags, where did that design come from? What was the first con to do that kind of style of, like, is it a canvassy bag, or like a, I don't know what kind of material it is, but who was the first?
I'm trying to think. It's a recent-ish thing. I'm not sure if it was IA 2005 or one of the Amicons, or maybe NAMI for a while did loads of different sorts of bags. I've got a bunch here. I didn't keep them all, but one would be like a dispatch bag type thing.
Right.
Another one was like a freezer bag, like for your packed lunch type thing. But yeah, I can't remember. I'd say since about the mid-2000s, I think they switched.
Yeah, I remember IRO5 having a bag of that sort, if I remember rightly.
I don't tend to hang on, hang on to them for a while, but then, they tend to go eventually.
They're pretty handy, actually. Especially when you're at a con.
They shrink in the wash, though.
Oh, really? I've never tried washing one. I've never. That may be a little fun experiment to see how small that can get. Anyway, Friday night there was the karaoke. Snap was DJ Snap, as he likes to be called on these nights.
Is
was
that
doing
right?
a rave, and I caught a little bit of the rave, but I don't like people dancing around crazy when I've got my glasses on, because I'm always worried in case they get broke. So I kind of edged away from there and went upstairs to the karaoke, which was a lot more mellow and nice atmosphere. It was nice. And then I went to bed very late hours of the morning after a very expensive Domino's pizza. But it was worth it. It really was. And then it's Saturday morning. What time did you get up?
I'm trying to think when I rolled in. So my panel was at 1. So I think I might have left the hotel about 11, maybe. I'd stopped off at Tesco's on the way.
Right.
To pick up some food and some bottles of water, which it turned out I didn't need, because I kept on getting supplied free ones. Because I was doing so many panels. And then, yeah, went in the dealer's room, spent about 100 quid's worth.
Christ, I wish I had that money to spend.
And I spent it on, I got Bacano set and the Summer Walls.
How much did that set you back?
It was a deal on Bacano. It was like they got their red dot deals and their green dot deals and their yellow dot deals or blue dot deals, whatever dot deals they have. So I got, I think it might have been £35 for both Bacano and the Summer Walls Girl Who Lived Through Time double set, or it might have been £25. I can't remember. It's one of those one of those two prices.
That's pretty good. I'm sure it's £30 on the HMV site.
Uh-huh.
You're wrong, but
I think I think you can probably shop around and find it cheaper than that. I mean, I've got close to getting back, you know, really cheap on eBay, but not quite as cheap as I'd like, so I didn't go all the way. And then in the not cheap realm, import DVDs, I got second half of Dirty Pair.
Yep.
Which, if I'd waited a month or so, I might have been able to get cheaper on eBay, but at the same time, they don't think they're, I think they're only, they only pressed the initial pressing. I don't think they're planning on pressing anymore, so it's kind of like once it's gone, and then the price will shoot up.
Yeah.
And Oedo Rocket 1 and 2, which hasn't come out yet in the UK. And of course, now I've bought it, I bet it does come out in the UK and it'll be a lot cheaper.
But it's been announced today.
Quite possibly. And then I also picked up a Red Line sort of anime book, so it's a tie-in with the film rather than a full art book. Right. I've since seen there is a full art book, and so the anime book's like only 18 quid. The full art book, I think, is like £43. So, on one hand, I'm... Sorry, lost my my headphones there for a moment. they ran away. So, on one hand, the art book would have been nice to have, but at the same time, it did save me £43 by not being...
I bet you end up getting it, though.
And there was, well, the other thing I spotted was there's the Welcome to the Space Show, which has got two art books, both of which are £43.
And you got both, what? You got both, or...?
No, I haven't got both, but if I'd seen them, I'd have been sorely tempted. I'd have been like, ooh, I can afford it, but I don't really want to spend that money on this.
Yeah. I did see some good art books, actually. There was a good Street Fighter one, but... Actually, no, it didn't turn out to be an art book. It turned out to be a collection of the comics...
Uh-huh.
And that was like £35 each, and there was two of them, obviously. And oh, I was tempted, but I would probably buy it and never read it and just end up playing the game.
Yeah. I will say the actual Capcom art books are likely to be, if you got like an art book of the Capcom stuff rather than the comic side of things, they might be a good investment. I mean, I had one, which wasn't the super rare one, but it still went for more money than... I bought it for when I eventually sold it on eBay.
Oh, nice. Why are they so desirable?
I think it's just because maybe it's a limited run, they go out of print, and also just because there's so many Capcom fans.
Yeah.
So many Street Fighter fans that I think they hold their value fairly well.
Yeah. Because Street Fighter art is always pretty pretty. So.
And then, at 1 o'clock, I did my Go Nagai panel.
Delinquency for fun and profit.
That is correct. Which went pretty well. I mean, I knew I'd got too much material going in. And part of the reason I'd been so tired the previous fortnight is because I'd been not so much adding stuff to the panels, but trying to figure out stuff to take out.
Right.
And so I probably had half an hour's more stuff to go through than I actually got to go through. But it still
went... Better have too much than too little.
Yeah, exactly. And if I run it again, which I may well do, I shall ask for 90 minutes and then it should go all smoothly.
Well, are we not planning on doing an episode?
Yes. We'll probably do an episode which will recycle the material for that. I'll send you some clips and some notes. I don't know when it'll be sometime between now and the end of the year, I imagine.
Because I did catch the start of this panel. And everyone was seem to be getting into it, and just as I was getting into it, I got a text saying, "Where are you? Blah, 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 the next panel, you need to be there." So I had to jet off. So, didn't I actually get a glimpse if it was very busy when I'd left, because I was too busy rushing out?
For what it was quite busy. There was a decent amount of people in there. I think more than I did with the anime time capsule last year.
Right.
Which it kind of is the inherited version of that. So rather than running through every single show of a year, I ran through about 14 Go Nagai series, which I'd already cut down from 16 originally. Then about the last four or five, I had to go through very quickly, so I didn't get to play any of the clips or... I'd wisely already removed any sort of manga panels because I knew I wasn't going to get them all in. But I was hoping to have played the clips, because the robot shows were more at the end of the panel, and so there was more sort of opening clips for them, rather, whereas the earlier material hadn't really had cartoons based on them.
Right.
So I was more relying on the manga panels. But yeah, it went well. People.
Yeah, it seemed good from what I caught, especially because I love Devilman as it is, so it was nice to see a little bit of background and a little bit of thought behind that.
And I've had at least one person come back and say they're, after seeing that, they kind of want to run their own events, which is kind of part of the reason why I started doing events in the first place. It was probably after the 2006 Amicon, I was feeling, well, in particular, it was because there was a flyer in that con bag for 2006 Amicon advertising the BFI's anime season for that year.
Right.
Which had much better things being shown at it than Amicon had. And I was like, why am I going to anime conventions if the anime I want to see is being shown at other things?
Yeah.
And so basically doing events and panels turned into my reason why. I mean, that happened before where it was like, why am I going to this thing? So I will start doing cosplay. That will keep my interest up. and then my interest in cosplay went, not so much my interest, the time I had to assign to making cosplay dissipated, and so I kind of replaced it with doing events and panels.
Which is good, because I love to see what kind of events I actually want to go along to see. The fact that it's like just the fans doing it, and I like that. A bit more involvement.
Yeah, I was like, there was no point in me waiting for somebody to do something that I wanted to go and see. So therefore I decided, oh well, put my money where my mouth is and do it myself.
And you've been doing it ever since.
Yes. So which panel were you ushered away from my scintillating?
It was the Iacon StarCraft League. Well, StarCraft Tournament League, blah blah blah. And that was at 2:00. So I had to kind of get off before then. I knew I would have to leave yours early anyway, but I didn't think I'd have to leave quite that early. It was just kind of, by the time I actually got there, there was already people there kind of ready to watch. It was held in the National Grid, and it turned out to be it's got to be the smallest room of all the rooms.
Yeah, last
30 people perhaps.
I think that was where Ops was last time.
Right. And they probably moved because it was too small.
Yeah.
No, it's a very small room. And it's pretty much what it says on the tin. It was StarCraft. It had two guys kind of casting it and commentating on it while the players were set behind like a little screen. And they played, obviously, the games, and it was like a little tournament. And it was really, really good fun. Really, I thoroughly enjoyed it. Really enjoyed it. It was packed out. People seemed to be getting well into it, and it wasn't packed out with just people from IRC, which was a nice surprise, actually. And as I heard, there's a lot of people who kind of go to cons, and they're not really interested in anime anymore, but it's kind of just games, so I think they appreciated that as well. So, you turned up as well at the start, didn't you, Brian?
I did, but there was all the seats had gone, so... I wasn't sitting on the floor or standing around.
Nah. It was pretty hot in there as well.
Yes.
That could have been the pressure of taking part. No, it was really good fun, that.
So where did you come in this contest?
I don't know my actual place number, because I didn't care to work it out, but basically I beat Snap, which was kind of the most important thing. So I went through the first round, and I actually got beat by the person who won it all. So, in some weird logic, perhaps I came second in that strange logic. No, but it was just a whole lot of fun. And it was nice to beat Snap. But the pressure, Jesus. When it started, I was like kind of, oh, because StarCraft's very like kind of, each move, each little thing makes a big deal, and I was making loads of mistakes. But it was good fun.
Yeah, while you were doing that, the second half of that, I went to see the puppets panel,
right, yeah,
which was part of the cosplay thread, which was being done by Karen Dawson,
yeah,
aka Fat Kraken.
Yeah, I know.
And, that was That was a lot of fun. It was a bit of a late start. The people doing the one before didn't really wind down in time. I went in like bang on 3 o'clock and they were still taking questions from the audience.
All right. Did you ask a question about how to look good nearly naked?
No, I didn't, no.
Well, we already know the answer, obviously.
Take my clothes off, that's it.
Oh, God. So how was Art of Puppets?
It was a nice quick run through the various sort of puppets and how you might want to put them into your cosplay. And sort of people throwing out ideas and people throwing out puppets that might have been missed. And when I say people, I mean me. But I didn't mention the thing that I would have done, that if I ever do this, this is what I would do, is rather than incorporate puppets into cosplay, I would buy a ventriloquist doll and then make cosplay for the ventriloquist dummy.
Oh, right.
Because that would be as creepy as all hell.
That sounds like you should go to the ball-jointed doll thing.
What, with a ventriloquist? Well, that has crossed my mind as well.
There.
Not at the moment, but in the past I have monitored eBay for the price of ventriloquist dummies.
How much do they kind of go for?
Oh, we could check. I've got my...
I don't know a lot about them, but...
You can get fairly cheap ones, I think. I don't know what quality they are.
I find it quite fascinating, the whole ventriloquist thing. It's something I've always kind of fancied a little pop at. But I've tried in the comfort of my own home, and I can't really do it.
Gottle of gear. Let me see what we got here. There's some Bite Now ones. Are about £30, but they're sort of puppets rather than the traditional wooden jaw moving up and down.
Right.
Oh, Gordon Bennett, there's some weird looking things here.
See, what kind of character would you have as a puppet if you were a ventriloquist?
I just want a basic one, so therefore you could then cosplay it.
But say it was like it was your profession, you were going around the circuit. What would your kind of double act be if you had to have one?
Oh man, I did have an idea for one, but we don't want the explicit tag. So I'm not going to mention it.
Fair enough. I don't know what I'd have, I kind of think, so I was going to put the pressure on.
There's lots of, like, because there's a lot of people who buy them are apparently sort of churches, because you've got here, there's a Moses biblical ministry ventriloquist dummy / puppet.
Oh, God. Which could probably double up as a Gandalf puppet.
Here, there's a Jimmy Nelson Danny O'Day ventriloquist doll dummy. This is like the traditional one with the jaw which goes up and down. And he's buying it now for $60. So that works out at about £36.
I'm surprised how cheap that is, actually.
I think he's plastic rather than wood. So I imagine a wooden one. There are some really expensive ones here. There's... Mm. Let me go. Here's one. Michael Jackson tribute ventriloquist doll, which is £344 buy it now price.
Does it look good?
Let me take a better look at this guy. I'll send him over to you on the IM so you can take a look. He's pretty realistic.
So that Karen Dawson, what does she actually do in regards to... puppetry, has she got experience in the field?
Apparently she does. This blooming eBay thing is playing music, Michael Jackson music.
Yeah, I can tell because the quality of the calls dropped massively.
Let me just, I won't jabber you this, I'll just close this window then. Okay, anyway, it looked quite a lot like Michael Jackson.
Right, we'll take your word for it.
Well, I think Karen's known for doing her... furry costumes, isn't she? And she apparently does some sort of puppet show at these furry conventions she goes to.
Oh, right. Yeah, I've seen some of her cosplayers before. They're pretty impressive, actually. So
yes.
I take she knows her stuff.
Yes, yeah, it was pretty good. It was, it did give me an idea for doing my panels as well, is that she had somebody else moving the slides on along for her, which I might think about doing that next time. I'll do something with slides. Because then that way I'm not having to worry about I can just use my brain and my mouth and not have to worry about what my hands are doing.
Yeah.
Righty-ho. Moving on. I then went to Whose Line Is It Anime?
Oh, that one. And how was it?
I lasted about 10 minutes.
Oh.
It wasn't... There were people talk... When I was sitting down waiting for it to start, there were people who making the same assumption we made originally, that it would be some sort of improv thing around anime. And thankfully or disappointingly, it wasn't that.
Right.
Thankfully, it wasn't, because it would have been cringeworthy. Disappointingly, it wasn't, because it would have been cringeworthy. It was more like a panel show, like the News Quiz, or Have I Got News For You?
Right, I see what you mean. Yeah.
But sort of more anime or games themed. Well, I don't know if it was ever anime themed. I only lasted the first.
Didn't last that long, yeah.
I only lasted the first question.
And what was the first question?
Well, no, the questions weren't the problem. The questions were perfectly fine.
Right.
The problem was is that they had a host who was fine. And there was team captains.
Yeah. Well and good.
Who were fine. But rather than have other panellists who were prepared, they pulled people, volunteers, out of the audience.
Mm.
And I'm not entirely sure one of the volunteers, English was his first language.
That's always a good start.
I don't know why. I mean, these people obviously know about sort of radio panel shows and TV panel shows and how they work in general, but this was the same with what I saw at Amicon last year, where they tried to do a fighting talk, is they miss the fact that, well, one, the people doing that have done the panel shows loads and loads of times, and often professional comedians, and can think on their feet quite quickly.
Yeah.
But more importantly, they also miss the fact that they cheat.
Yeah, that's a very important...
News Quiz and the Have I Got News For You people, while they might not get the questions weeks in advance or days in advance, at least they get them half an hour before the show starts.
Spoiling the magic here, Brian.
Or at least an idea of what's going to be asked, so they can come up with some ideas beforehand.
What, are you going to tell me next? Wrestling's fake?
I'm afraid it is. Well, I didn't mention that in my panel, so who knows. animated wrestling's definitely fake. It's worked drawings. And particularly for the fighting talk thing, they obviously they joke about the fact they've been given the questions, because sometimes people answer the wrong question because they've not been listening to what's been asked and have just gone from their notes. And it's like, okay, you're not professional comedians, so at least give yourself as much advantage as you possibly can. And, because then it'd be more entertaining for everybody. But picking people out of the audience, like, there's no way you can do that.
No, because you might get some oddball on stage who just...
Well, there was the guy who wasn't sure whether he spoke English as his first language, and the other guy was the guy who'd been dressed as Colonel Sanders.
I didn't see him.
Cosplay. There you go. Well, there you go. You didn't see me. You didn't see the guy dressed as Colonel Sanders. Somehow I kept on bumping into the guy dressed as Colonel Sanders the entire weekend.
Oh, it's destiny. I bet you could fancy a KFC after that.
I assume it went okay. There was a few people, other people drifted out while I was waiting outside, but...
Yeah.
Chatting with John and Stuart and some other people. But yeah, I'm not sure whether they originally planned to have volunteers or whether that was a last minute thing.
Yeah. So all in all, had they kind of kept with the format of how they actually do it in the business, it would have been a bit more durable.
Yeah. Yeah. So the first question, they put up like a number and they had to guess what that number was, and it was and so they came up with ideas, we just sort of threw out joke answers, and then he gave another.
No, what do you mean? I'm confused. A number?
Yeah, so I think it was like 700 and something thousand.
Oh, right, okay, and they had to kind of use that as their
guess what that was.
7,000.
It was the number of 3DSs sold.
Oh, that's pretty clever, actually. Is that actually a true fact?
I assume so, yes.
Surely just within Britain?
I've no idea. I didn't pay that much attention. And
Wouldn't be that surprising whether it's worldwide, maybe? I don't know.
obviously that Kitacon push for the 3DS didn't do a good enough job.
Well, nobody can afford them. But so what?
They knocked them down in price. They're quite.
I know, massive, really cheap now. Really, really cheap. Shockingly so. I do think they're worth a lot more than what they're. But I'm not one to complain because I'm not actually going to buy one.
No, nor am I. I don't.
So what witty retorts were kind of coming out with 7?
I don't. There was one involving Pocky. Of course, it was. Yeah, it was all. I can't remember. It was nothing particularly funny, which is why I left.
So I do think it's like, as you say, people get stuff kind of to like kind of sort of think about it before it, they get asked it. I think that's pretty difficult to kind of do something funny and entertaining just off the top of your head and not be used to it.
Yeah, and also because if you are doing it in a TV show, then they cut loads of it out.
Exactly, they get rid of the crap.
They cut all the stuff which didn't get any laughs out, which is, you can't do that in a live.
No.
But yeah, I mean, I would say just give yourself every single, if you're doing something like that, is cheat as much as possible.
Yeah.
Or do a different sort of game show. I mean, the one which I understand works, I mean, I've not seen it done, but I know it's done in America a lot at cons, if you're doing like a panel show, is, well, in America it's Match Game, but we know it as Blankety Blank.
All right, that sounds...
Because then you can get people out of the audience to be the contestants, and then you just find the 6 most interesting people at the convention to be the panel. And you've prepared all the questions beforehand.
Yeah, sounds like it's doable. There's an idea for you, Brian, if you want to get on that.
I've got an idea, which isn't quite a panel game show, but it will involve a lot of audience participation. Hmm. It's kind of where I want to move all the audience participation out of Mad Stravaganza into.
Sounds good. Will that be coming around possibly KitaCon or...?
Possibly next year, depending on which con I decide to go to.
Oh.
Which will either be Minami or KitaCon.
Ooh.
It will not be AmiCon.
Oh, cuts deep.
Well, I'd already said I wasn't going to, and once they announced they were going to Kiel again, that was the final straw.
See, I will be there, but begrudgingly. I would, if it was at a different venue, I would love it. Now, yes, I'll 100% I'll be there, but the Kiel, why change it?
Well, is Leicester not fixed again? I don't know. I'd rather they go back. I mean, Leicester wasn't great, but at least when you walked into where they were serving food, it didn't smell like urine.
I actually can't remember much about the AmiCon venue, apart from it being miles away from everything.
That is true, yes.
That's for another episode, possibly. Actually, no, it's not, because it's not that exciting.
So, is there anything else you did before Mad Stravaganza?
Unfortunately not, no. I don't even know what I was doing at this point.
Did you go to the masquerade?
No, I didn't, no.
Now, lots of people went to the masquerade. I went and found some food at that point, and then...
Yeah, I think I probably ate.
Rolled back in.
Yeah, I didn't go to that off-site bar, by the way. Never got the chance.
I didn't. We were planning to go during the masquerade, but then I think people got pulled into... work on it.
Stuff, yeah.
So, that was the end of that plan. Yeah, so Mad Stravaganza.
Mm-hmm.
In the theatre. This is the... it was the 5th one, but it's the 6th time I've done it. If you could figure that out. It's the 5th one in this form of goofy videos.
Oh, because there was a best of, wasn't there?
Yeah, I did a best of at KitaCon.
At KitaCon, yeah.
Yeah, it's the best one I've ever done. I mean, the good sign, the best side of it was it was 7:30, I was waiting outside the theatre, and Masquerade was finishing, and then some guys ran past me, going, seats! Desperate to get seats for my panel. And I thought, okay, right, this is going to be interesting. Yeah. But that was the most frenzied the audience has been, I think. Wouldn't you say?
Yeah, it was a good audience. I mean,
there was people dressed as the Paiyan band.
I was about to mention that, which feels more of a tribute to you than the band. That was a nod to Brian, not to the band at all. But no, I was going to mention that. That was pretty good. I've actually got a video of them doing a little routine outside.
Yeah, I think one of them, probably the horse guy, I can't remember which one, but is a guy who's on Twitter. If you want to look him up, his name is Spong Bros.
Spong Bros.
SpongBros.
I'll go make him a follow. But, well, in all fairness, for his performance in the mask and all that.
His Twitter's as much as you'd expect of somebody who dressed up like an obscure internet band for a panel.
Sounds good. But I was thinking earlier, which was my favourite clip?
Oh, yes, I was going to run through the clips because people have been asking for a playlist. And before I've given them out on the internet, on Awesome Engine, but to make people listen to this podcast, I'm going to give it out over the podcast. So I opened with music videos by the King Brothers and Kegawa no Marie's, who are like two garage bands I'm quite fond of, and I doubt they were played at any of the discos. Then it went into... he went into that Thunderbirds Charge Man Ken clip that I played at Kitticon for the first time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Then there's that Konnichiwa. That's a huge meme at the moment. It was a video a channel accidentally put out. Well, they thought it was a good idea to put out during... Well, just after the earthquake problems.
Oh, right.
People just took the piss out of it relentlessly. And that was a remix by a DJ called Bubble B, and with the rapper Enjo G.
Can't remember what that clip was.
It was like loads of animals saying konnichiwa and arigato.
I don't know why, but I can't remember.
Over a beat, and then Enjo G, the rapper, kicked in. I've got some more stuff of theirs, which will probably appear in future.
Good, good.
Panels.
Because I don't know what it is, but a lot of the clips kind of merge into one. I don't think, because obviously...
Is it the alcohol?
No, but at this point, no, but it's kind of... The group I'm always sat with, it's kind of... it's like this ball of excitement. it kind of makes a blur into one.
Then there was a Tiger and Bunny Nyan Nyan music video.
Yeah.
So it's the same music they use for Nyan Cat, but with the Tiger and Bunny characters doing a little dance. Then there was a sort of homemade animation of some song from some awful video game. I don't know what the song was or what the video game was, but what I normally do for Master Dragon Answer is secrets coming through. I have a Google search recorded. Google Alerts recorded, rather.
Yeah.
For the phrase in Japanese, homemade mad, which bring back sort of homemade animation, which is a big bulk of the show. It's the stuff I like put in the most. So that was just like charming rather than funny. Then there was the Death Note video, which is hypercut with the dialogue.
Yeah, it's a fan favourite, that one.
Yes. Then there was the Idolmaster Beastie Boys mashup.
Yeah.
Then there was the Kawaii Jenny music video. Which always surprises people who've never seen that Kawaii Jenny show before. Then there was a tiny clip, which I think it's satirising the Tokyo governor, where a robot declares that he will destroy all animes and mangas to the Transformers music. And then, I believe...
Have you mentioned the Diglett one? Which one was the Diglett one?
Oh, that was in the new clips. I'll get through those in a minute.
Oh, these classic clips.
These were like the intro clips. Yeah, and then I moved on to the new clips, which I used, where basically I had people pull numbers out of a bag, and then I'd play the appropriate number, and certain clips had a prize assigned, which were all prizes I'd won last year at the BFI... at the Welcome to the Space Show screening, which were basically appeared to be Play.com's overstock of manga, because it was all like volume 7 of some out of print series, or volume 13 I think was the worst example of that.
Were any of the ones that you gave away actually any good?
I don't know, I didn't read any of them, so I sold the one thing which I got in the bag, which I thought was worth some money. I mean, they may be worth money because they're all out of print now, but they're all from series I've never heard of, so I guess not. I won a Gothic Lolita Bible as well in that bag. Which made me laugh. I was like, oh, this is perfect for me. I'm all about Gothic Lolita me. Well known for wearing tiny top hats.
Oh, you should do that for the next Mad Strip, okay?
Right, and then in the new stuff, I had The Cats from Kuru Neko, which is, I think I'll give you some episodes of that to watch for a future episode, on dancing to an accordion version of Lady Gaga's Poker Face.
Yeah.
There was another Tiger and Bunny, well, a couple of new Tiger and Bunny, other Tiger and Bunny clips. One was the Panty and Stocking opening.
Yeah, I like that one. I like to see them. They're really well put together. Really well put together. That was pretty good.
There was also another Nyan Cat type thing where they were done as little super deformed animal versions of themselves. Then hot off the presses, there was a Penguin Drum Doraemon mashup.
Yeah, I don't think a lot of people got that.
No, I always find there's always end up putting clips in that not many people get.
Oh, yeah, that's a good
last year it was all the do rah 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 clips, but now people get them because they've seen it. But normally, that one was like only a week or so old, so there's very little chance of people either getting the clip or having seen it before. Then there was a Metabots Full Metal Alchemist mashup, which is the Metabots opening with the Full Metal Alchemist characters. Then there was Echo-chan, the 1980s version, the ending theme to that, which is loads of film parodies.
Oh yeah, that was really good actually.
Yeah, I mean, I was after that for a while because it was on YouTube, then it wasn't, and then it's back again now, and so I made sure I grabbed it this time. Then there was Cat's Guy, which was a bunch of guys dressed up as the Cat's Eye characters reenacting the Cat's Eye opening theme. Which may have horrified a few people.
Yeah. If anyone was going to leave, it would be at that point.
There was another World of Golden Eggs K-On! Parody, so where they reanimated the K-On! 2, I think it was Season 2 opening, in the animation style of World of Golden Eggs. What else we got here? There was Loop on the Third Cowboy Bebop opening.
Yeah, that was good.
There was the do-rah-rah-rah-rah end theme, but with all the characters replaced with Diglets.
Oh, is that what that... I didn't realise what that was from or referencing. I just thought it was a bizarre Diglet thing. Because I've never watched that do-rah-rah-rah-rah.
It was also a bizarre Diglet thing.
Yeah, it was pretty bizarre. I did like that one.
There was
the slow reveal of all the costumes. It was great.
There was the first segment of the It's the Circus, Itano Circus music video. I think that's only 5 minutes or so. The actual full one goes
What's
on.
What's that? Which was?
That was all the Macross missile sequences.
Oh, yes, I loved that one. I did like that one.
That's the clip which has been in since the very first Mad Stravaganza and has never got played yet, either due to time restraints or just never getting picked out the sequence. Oh, but there's a version of that which is like 20 minutes long.
There's something very therapeutic about watching missiles fly around the screen in all fancy ways and weaving in and out. But no, I did enjoy that clip. It was nice.
That's good, because so not everybody enjoys those ones, but I always try and put some sort of animation showcase clips in alongside the silly stuff.
Yeah, I think it's a nice bit change, and it's always pretty kind of like, wow, when you see some of the stuff that's gone on, and it's pretty impressive.
There was another sort of hypercut Black Butcher, Black Butler. Can't read my own handwriting. I've watched Black Butcher more than I would have watched Black
Butcher. That sounds pretty badass. yeah, was that the one which... Oh, God. It's In Me Head.
But yeah, I can't remember what song they've cut it up to, but... Yeah, basically, they've just cut all the lyrics. Another one of these ones where they've cut the dialogue so close to each other to fit in with a tune, so it hits the same beats just from the dialogue. Then there was the Who Put the Bomb Idolmaster video, which I knew would get a great reaction because that's been doing the rounds a fair bit, and that's got that and the Konnichiwa video have got huge amounts of views on the various sites they're on, which normally I don't put stuff with lots of views, but
they are
I kind of realise the fact is that even if something's got 4 million views, they're still highly likely that most of the audience hasn't seen it.
Oh, without a doubt, yeah.
There was The Darker Than ICAC, which was the remake of the Darker Than Black opening with Squid Girl animation. Another K-On! Opening parody, but this time with loads of Kamen Riders in it. Gigabots Episode 1 from channel101.com. What else have we got here? Air Master music video showcasing Sakiyama Kaori, which is another sort of animation one.
What kind of stuff did that show?
That was a woman screaming and beating people up and getting beaten up. Which is pretty much
From Air Master. Yes, yeah. I've seen a couple of episodes of that.
It has the best fighting animation.
Yeah, it does. It really does. And how many episodes is that?
27, I think.
Not as many as I thought. I might go back and watch that one day.
And then, finally, of the new stuff, there was a sort of a naive art version of One Piece.
Oh, God. That was bizarre.
Which I must get right. Next time I do it, I shall try and subtitle it.
That would have been good if it had subtitles on.
Yeah.
Did you mention the live action one?
Gigabots, yes.
Is that what that cracked me up?
Yeah, I thought it
was. That was really good. Like, if I'd have handed that in for like a student piece, they'd be like, "What the hell?" But it's so good.
You should go to channel101.com and watch a bunch of the stuff they've got up there. I think that you'll appreciate that a lot from what you did at university.
Yeah.
Anyway,
it's better than a lot of the stuff I've seen at university. But yeah, because the guy I was sat next to, he's not really into anime and stuff, and a lot of the stuff has gone way over his head. But he did find that one funny. So he enjoyed the panel on the whole, though. But as I say, a lot of the stuff just went over his head.
And then I played a bunch of classic stuff. So I had Anti-Up with the Idolmaster characters. Pokemon Naruto mashup.
Oh, I like that one.
My Boyfriend is President. the Hide-In Chocobo song. Which I can't quite tell what that other clip is. The Metal Gear Solid. GoGo 13. Final Fantasy 9. Jungle Goo, A Bunch of Kittens, a Payan music video, a live action Get Down music video with somebody dressed as Dio from JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, Hitalia Haruhi mashup.
Oh, yes.
K-On! Evangelion crossover, which that one goes down quite well. That goes down better than I ever expected when I first put it in.
Is that the one which is...
That's the one where basically the main character from K-On! Replaces Eva 01. So
yes.
You see all the kit, so it looks like Shinji's piloting her.
Yeah, that's pretty clever though.
Mega Man, live action Mega Man clip.
Oh, that was for Gary, that one.
He wasn't even there. No. People do like that one as well.
Yeah, they do, yeah.
Evangelion versus G.I. Joe versus Transformers.
Oh, favourite of mine.
Which goes down well. And then finally, The Broken Ware and other clips from the comedy group Zero A.
Yeah, it was good to see that one.
And that took us all, that filled 2 hours, which I didn't even get to the half an hour of bonus material I had, which was basically, it was going to be like the first 7 months of all the best animation from the first 7 months of this year.
Oh, I would like to see that.
That was about half an hour's worth.
Have you got a link to that?
I can put a link to the couple of guys who put together the music videos that I stole.
Right.
Which
I'll not send it to the masses who...
They stole it in the first place, but I'll put a link to them because not many people view them and they don't get much love, so I'm sure they'll appreciate. But there's somebody on Twitter has suggested that as an event, somebody should just put all those videos together and just show them. So I thought, well, I've been showing some. I showed one at Kitacon. I've shown individual animated music videos as well, so I just figured I'd see how it would go down if I played all of them at once. But as it was, we filled the 2 hours anyway.
Something like that would be nice for kind of people to walk in and out on.
Yeah.
I don't know whether someone would... I would personally sit and watch those for a while because I found pretty entertaining.
Yeah, I did... I'm trying to think. I did suggest some of those to, I think I suggested them to Pete for Minami last year, or earlier this year.
Nice.
I don't know whether he used them or not, but, because they're always looking for something which isn't that blooming cat video. With the cat.
Speaking of Mad Stravaganza, obviously that's what we're talking about, I did enjoy it, and I've got to apologise. There was a group of people sat in front, like a couple of rows, and before I went in, I'd bought a bottle of King Cobra alcohol, and it's like, it has like a cork, and I didn't realise the cork would be so corky, and it shot off, and almost took someone's eye out and near the front. So I must apologise to them for that. They're probably not going to listen, but apologies for that. I apologise.
But, I was thinking of taking a year off next year from cons, but it went so well that I've changed my mind now, so there'll probably be a Madstravaganza next year. Where it is, I don't know yet. Kitacon or Minami, I guess. We shall see.
I'll not be at Minami.
Well, Kitacon's probably more likely, because I don't know where as I said on the last podcast, I'm not sure where I'll be either. I may have ascended to heaven, as you mentioned.
Ooh. Morbid. Better than being sent to hell, I suppose, for firing a cork into the back, nearly into the back of someone's head. No, I felt awful when that happened, because they turned round as if to say, come on, grow up. And I genuinely didn't mean to do it, and that's a God's honest truth.
Yeah, come on, grow up, in a panel where people are dressed as obscure indie bands, and somebody was dressed as Neon Cat and then started dancing.
You must send me some of the Pyan stuff. Like, I know you've linked me before, I think, but I would like them in MP3 form.
Yeah, I don't know if I've got it in MP3 form.
Oh. Whew, and that was Saturday.
That was. Did you go to any of the parties afterwards?
It's a bit of a blur, but I think I did kind of walk in and out of the K-pop one upstairs, but I mainly kind of spent a lot of time, you know, that kind of area which is between the two. It's downstairs, and there's like a set of stairs going up to the upstairs part, obviously. And I was kind of in that area a lot, just chatting around, talking absolute rubbish, and probably offending people with a drunken splur of nonsense.
So they were getting the Dynamite in the Rain experience.
Yeah, firsthand. No, it was a good night, that one. And then, it'll be Sunday.
It was Sunday. I was up bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
Me too.
Because I had to run something at 10 o'clock called Nice German, which was my panel about wrestling, anime, and manga.
Which I did plan to go along to, but my alarm was set for 9:30, and it was hard getting up.
You just said you were up bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
Yeah, 9:30. I was up, kind of. I was up. I wasn't bright-eyed, nor was I bushy-tailed.
I was checking out my hotel at 9:30.
Oh, yeah, because you left. See, I woke up and I was kind of thinking, it's Sunday. And I get really kind of down in the dumps on a Sunday because I know it's the last day and just, remembering it now, it's like, what a shame.
You got to go back to not working on the next day.
It's not that. I know I'll not see a lot of the people for a while. In fact, mentioning the day before, after Mad Stravaganza was the first time I seen you, Brian. No, sorry, the second time.
I was going to say, you see me while I was on the stage.
Yeah, and I seen you before that at IRSL slightly, and at the Gona Guy, but that was, you give us those, the material for future episodes, which I am very grateful.
You'll have to actually let me know what's on some of those discs, because I can't remember what I gave you entirely.
Oh, there's a load of stuff on it.
Yeah.
A load of stuff. But yeah, so how did Nice German go?
He didn't go as well as Gona Guy panel or Mad Stravaganza because it was 10 o'clock in the morning.
I was about to say.
So yeah. I didn't have a huge audience, and what audience I did have were very tired and or hungover. So it was kind of low.
Was there anyone out of our group there, possibly?
Rum.
I thought Rum. I'm pleased Rum went. Cause I know
showed up. John and Stuart were there, and There's some people I think were wearing wrestling masks at some point in the audience.
Oh, pretty good, pretty good.
But yeah, it was a bit low energy, and I had to, even worse than the Go No Guy stuff, I had to fly through stuff at the end, and
I heard you finished early for one reason or another.
I finished about 5 minutes early so I could make sure I got a seat at Redline.
Yeah.
Or didn't miss any of Redline.
So I heard.
But, yeah, I got to about 10-2 and I thought, okay, right, let's rush through the rest so we can all go and see Redline.
And did you usher people off to see Redline?
Well, I couldn't because I had to pack my stuff up, unfortunately. So that was the flaw in my plan. Otherwise, I was going to march us all to Redline.
That would have been good. So will you be doing it again?
Yeah, most likely.
So you get at a more...
It's got so much... Yeah. Time. It's had so much material as well. But I might enlist your services in your video editing services if I do it again.
Yep, no problem.
Because I could do with, rather than showing just like that, I was kind of stuck showing like the starter matches, and it might be easier if somebody who had some video editing skills could edit matches down to like the highlights.
Yeah, I can do that for you.
I'll try and remember that when after next year.
Yeah, just give us enough time to do it. Don't like week before KitaCon. Oh, here's 10 hours worth of footage. I want it down to 30 minutes. That will not be fun.
So technically everything went fine, really.
That's good. No, it's a shame I missed that, because as I say, I was so ill. I was awake, half bushy-tailed, more like a floppy tail, but I was really feeling it this morning. I didn't think, I went to bed about 6:30 in the morning, because I think we got the last... what's that pizza place called?
Domino's,
that's the one. I was trying to say Dynamite in my head, I don't know why. But yeah, we got the last Domino's delivery at about 5:10, I think. Not good.
And then after that, I went to see Redline.
Ah, and when you were there enjoying this, which I presume you did again.
Oh, yes.
Which I'm very disappointed I missed, but I had other things I had to be at, because I'm obviously very professional. I was at the Cosplay Makeup Tips and Tricks, which I was a... it was obviously only an hour panel, but I think the people beforehand might have ran over a little bit, or the preparation for this kind of ran out, like, took longer than what Chevy expected. And so I literally only got 5 minutes of fame at the very end. Which was probably a good thing, because there was a point in time I actually thought I might have to run out and be sick. So when someone's poking you in the eye with an eyeliner pen, hangover is not the best way to go around it. Oh, Jesus Christ. You know, I think that was pretty interesting. There was a fair few people there. I learned some good makeup tips if I was to ever get really made up, and that's to moisturise before you apply makeup, which I didn't know. Did not know that. Women probably already know, but I don't. But no, that was good. And following that, I hung around for the Prosthetics 3 panel. I didn't go to 1 or 2, but I hung around for 3. And it was good. Very, very good, actually. Very impressed with that. Because I didn't know what kind of level of, like, obviously prosthetics they were kind of working at, whether it was just some kind of randomers and just decide to give it a blast, but apparently they actually do that as a job. So that was really good, actually. And the final product, very, very impressive. It was kind of really top tier. Like, if you've seen that on a cosplay, it'd be like, wow, that's really good. And to think they managed to do this in like under 3 hours, pretty impressive. Pretty impressive. Hats off to them. Certainly, I hope they run this again in another con at some point. Certainly go along to this again. And what were you doing at this time, Brian?
Finished watching Redline, and people came out and said, can we buy this on Blu-ray now? And unfortunately had to be told, well, not unless you want to import the Japanese one.
Oh.
But it is out in November. And you can
over
pre-order
here.
Yes, you can pre-order it on Amazon like I've done.
And how much did that set you back?
I got the double set where you get the DVD and the Blu-ray and the book. I think that came to about 17, 18 quid.
Oh, that's all right. Bloody hell. Have you got yourself a Blu-ray player yet?
Not yet. So I own two Blu-rays. Don't have anything to play them on.
What's your other one you own?
Well, I've got the Summer Wars and the Girl Who Leapt Through Time.
Ah, right. I see now.
So I might be picking up a PS3 this weekend.
Yay. Good stuff.
Quite possibly.
Make sure you play Metal Gear Solid, the new one. Very good. But no, very disappointing I missed this Redline show, because I was... Obviously, it's been impossible to find anywhere, apparently, until a week ago. It's just kind of emerged from the woodwork. And it's just a shame that I missed it, but not to blame anyone, really. But it was good. Had other things to do.
And then I went home.
Oh. See, you don't suffer from the old post-con blues or anything.
No, I suffer during con depression. But oh. not this con, no. This con went by so fast, I was like, it was like a blur. I was like, oh, okay. Got work tomorrow, so I want to get home at a decent time.
It was a shame
exhausted.
I didn't get much of a chance to kind of sit around and chat rubbish or, you know.
Yeah, that's why I thought I might, despite saying that going on Thursdays is insane, I now see the point in going on Thursdays if I'm that busy and everybody else is that busy.
Yeah, because as cons go, I was pretty busy at this con. Cause my event viewing is still not over yet.
Uh-huh.
I'm still fully going. I'm wide awake now.
So what's next?
Surprisingly, very, very surprisingly, I went to the cosplay chess.
Uh-huh.
And it wasn't because, obviously, a friend of ours, Leon, he was in it and a few others. But it wasn't just because of that. I was kind of intrigued. And in all fairness, it was pretty interesting and it was really well done. Because on paper, you just think, oh, this sounds terrible. And possibly even for the first 5 minutes, you're kind of thinking, oh, what's going to happen here? But it was all kind of predestined. All the moves were already planned out. Not that that kind of mattered drastically, because you weren't quite aware what was moving other than it being a character from an anime or a game or a TV show. Because it was like a Malcolm Reynolds cosplayer there. It was done by Rackham, which is pretty good. Which obviously isn't anime or a game. And it was kind of, there was a camera up above, like the entire chessboard that was on the stage. And that obviously showed it from like a bird's eye view, and that was projected onto the screen behind them. And whenever a piece took another piece, there was kind of this little bit of drama of them like acting out something in character. And it wasn't cringeworthy, which I was expecting. And it was okay. I was pleasantly surprised. And to think that it went on for 2 hours, a lot of people would think, oh, you deserve a medal for sitting there for 2 hours. But no, it was okay. It was okay, actually. And there was some nice bit of acting, some very theatrical acting going on. And there was some not so good acting. But no, it was okay. And no doubt, without a doubt, this will return at another con. And I do, if you're into cosplay, because there wasn't that big of a turnout, but if you are into cosplay, definitely come along. Definitely come along. You wish you'd stayed at the con now, don't you? Should have went home. Wish you'd gone to cosplay chess. But no, this was good. I'm so shocked. So shocked. And after that, which at this time you're probably either at home or well on your way home.
Yeah, I got home about 3, so.
Oh, you'd have been tucked up. Well, maybe not tucked up, but sat a nice cup of tea and, yeah, and looking through your purchases that you bought. But at 4 o'clock, I was at Cairo making the game, which I said I would go to. And it was run by Richard Perrin once again. It was just basically him talking about how he got into the process of making games, how he got to make the game he's currently making. And even I know, like, people would think, oh, well, it wouldn't be that good if you don't really know Perrin. But it was, I know people who didn't know Perrin, and they seemed to enjoy it. I think he wrapped it up quite early and then decided to take a lot of questions. But no, it was pretty good. Pretty good. Especially if you're interested in game development, it was pretty insightful. It's actually inspired me to go and make a game. which I'm struggling at the moment.
What sort of game do you want to make?
Well, obviously I'm going to start basic, very, very basic. And I just want to make a game that, because I'm always kind of fascinated with the addictive thing in games. People want to better their own score. So I'm going to make like a score game, which you've got to do something to achieve a score. And I want people to play it again and again. So whether I fulfill that, I don't know, but I'm going to have a blast. Maybe I could make a Dynamite in the Brain game where we've got to climb up a mountain to reach iTunes and its top listen podcast. I don't know.
Don't do anything involving flying beefs, though. That's already been done.
Darn. I thought I'd dreamt that up, but clearly not. No, it was a pretty good panel. It was good.
So did you go to the Sunday Night Live?
I didn't. At this point in time, I was kind of in the process of deciding on whether to get a shower before the closing ceremony, or get one afterwards. But instead, I just went and sat in the room, got a shower, and started drinking and changed into my outfit for the evening. And then the rest is a blur. It's not even a blur, because blur suggests there's something there to be blurred, and it's just blank. It's just completely blank. For those who don't know, I was dressed as Green Man from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, which you've seen, haven't you, Brian?
I have, yes.
Yeah, so you know what to expect from the character. And I've been told I did a very good act of being him, and it wasn't even intentional. So, yeah. I was in bed by 11:30. And then the rest history. Which is a shame, because I was like, kind of prolong the con weekend, and this was kind of the opposite of prolonging it. So all in all, don't drink too much on the last day, because lack of sleep, lack of food, excitement, just adrenaline, everything, it just kind of comes to one crashing plane into a ball of flame. And that's what happened with me. So that was Iacon for me. So, good weekend, Brian?
Yeah, definitely. Well, I definitely did not enjoy it, let's put it that way. It seemed over very quickly, and it was a bit of a blur, but there was nothing negative I took out of it at all.
Yeah, same.
Which is why, seeing people on the forums, that's some of their complaints, I was like, did that happen? I feel like people complain about the rain and the wasps, and I was like, did it rain? Were there any wasps? I can't remember.
Why do people whinge about something that's totally out of the hands of anyone?
Well, I mean, I don't know what the situation was this year, but last time there was a wasp problem, and a lot of it was due to the fact that by the third day, nobody had taken any rubbish away.
Oh, that's true, actually, yeah.
So I don't know what it was like this time, but it was just the fact that I was mainly in the arts centre for much of the weekend.
Yeah.
Either in panels or between panels, that I just seem to miss a lot of anything bad going on. And I probably miss a lot of good things going on as well.
Yeah, but, you didn't get a chance to see me much, and vice versa, so obviously we missed something. Though, speaking of wasps, actually, I'm not complaining about this, because it happens. Our kitchen had a bit of a wasp infestation. There was a point in time when I went in the kitchen, and it was, honestly, dozens of wasps, and we looked up, and somehow they were just crawling from inside the fire alarm, coming out of it, spewing out of it, like some horrible nightmare. And it was pretty daunting at first.
And this is why I stay in hotels.
Yeah.
Because if that happened in a hotel, I could just go, there's wasps coming into my hotel room. Can I have another hotel room, please?
Yeah, it doesn't happen at cons, especially when there's like three of you sharing a one-man room, but well, not mentioned.
Which shouldn't have been, I assume.
Exactly.
Yes.
The beauty of a con. And on top of that, there was a lot of other things going on that were kind of maybe shouldn't have happened. Feces in bins, other things. That's nothing to do with me, by the way. Really, it isn't. You've heard that story, haven't you,
Brian? I have heard that story, yes. Which was, again, made me think, that's why I stay in hotels.
I don't know what inspired people to do that. Oh, it's just...
Degenerates.
Don't bite the hand that feeds. Don't crap where you eat. You know, it's... We've got to be grateful of Warwick. I know people keep saying Warwick will take it away from us and all this, but they just might. They just might, and it would be awful to lose Warwick as a venue, because it's a pretty damn good venue. Really is. Any funny feedback from the forums you've read, Brian, at all?
No, everyone's just generally saying how great I am.
Obviously. Probably a thread devoted to that, purely.
Yeah, I started it myself.
But no, I've read some funny feedbacks.
Well, yeah, there was somebody complaining about a burlesque dancer or something, and that's why I was asking, wanted to know if he'd gone to the Sunday Night Live, just so we could properly discuss that, but...
Unfortunately not. I kind of regret not going, because had I have gone, I wouldn't have consumed so much Jameson's in the room. I did buy one thing from the dealer's room as well, which was 20th Century Boys Volume 16, which I read the other day, I think.
Yeah, so I didn't buy any books, because I've completely lost where I am on every book, every series I'm following. I was like, I don't know which ones I need.
Yeah. I was kind of shocked at how expensive it was. It was £9.
Yeah.
I get them cheaper off Amazon, but obviously this is quite early, I think.
Yeah, I think they had some stuff out before it was supposed to be out. I don't know whether it's 20th Century Boys, but I'm sure.
I'm pretty sure it was out earlier than what it is due, so... But I just couldn't help myself. It was there. I wanted it. Sad guys.
But yeah, in general, I think if you just get the latest volume of something, it's always a bit cheaper on... Because I just bought the latest volume of One Piece on Amazon, and it was less than £5.
Oh, that's good.
Whereas I think, you know, any earlier volume is sort of about £6.
Strange that they kind of have a cheaper price for the new one. But yeah. Awesome con for me. Totally brilliant. I think the best con in years. I'm going to throw that one out there. Don't know what it is with IaCon. I don't know whether it's because it kind of runs irregularly. But it, I don't know, it feels so good. It's a good con. What more can I say?
Oh, you didn't go to the bands at all?
No, I didn't.
No.
I didn't. It wasn't really kind of, oh, I don't want to go to the bands. It was more of, I was doing other things at the time, perhaps eating or in the middle of a conversation. And I'm not going to rush off, you know. I also missed the starting a web comic, which I said I might go to.
Yeah, I missed most things I said I might go to. Either due to time or them clashing with something else I was doing.
Yeah.
So I didn't get to see the old school anime thing, because that was on opposite Redline, and had to go and see Redline again.
Yeah.
It was a shame there wasn't more people in Redline, but I think the 11 o'clock in the morning showing had something to do with it. But the fact is, they were still using the cinema as a cinema all weekend, so...
Ah, yeah, they were.
I think they were kind of limited by what times they could run stuff in there.
But unfortunately, I didn't go to any of the video rooms to see anything. But from what I've seen on the, obviously on the event schedule, it was a pretty good one.
I think the thing you're starting to see now is the stuff that's on Anime On Demand website gets shown at cons as well. So it's not just all stuff which is out on DVD.
Yeah, which is so much better having it like that, I think.
Yeah, and I think they're starting. I think Kitacon took some great leaps ahead with, in terms of putting some life back into video programming again. So,
But yeah. So, what did you learn? Sorry, go on. Sorry.
That's all right. You go ahead.
I was going to say, what did you learn from IaCon? What did you take away from it?
Well, I'm going to probably go to another anime convention next year. It was the main thing. It was like...
Well, were you contemplating kind of not going to another one?
Not ever not going to another one, but I was contemplating I might take a year out off doing it.
You would be missed, Brian, and I'm not just saying that because I'm talking to you now. You would actually be missed.
Well, yeah, I did get that feeling from the Mad Extravaganza thing, at least, and the way the other panels went as well, which was... So I think... Probably the most likely scenario is Kitacon and going down on the Thursday rather than the Friday.
That sounds good to me.
But probably it's still not staying over on the Sunday, because there is a limit to the amount of anime con I can take.
Oh, see, I'm the total opposite. Obviously, I couldn't afford to have an extra day, but
I really like to draw it out, and it's kind of on the on the Monday morning when you're looking around and there's no more cosplayers, because for me, cosplayers do make up a lot of the kind of atmosphere and the kind of escaping from reality. So it's a shame not to see them on the Monday. But I have learned from the con that not to spend the entire week in the weekend in the games room. You miss stuff that's going on. Although I love the games room, you can play a lot of those games at home, in the comfort of your own home. And also, I have learned that I'm probably going to cosplay at the next convention.
Oh dear.
So,
was it Q from Street Fighter 3?
He's certainly on the cards, and there's also Sadakiyo from 20th Century Boys. The one with the mask.
Oh, right, yeah, okay.
I was going to ask you what that's from, the mask. I know they mention it in the series.
I can't remember. I know Q's based on... Oh, I can't remember. It's based on the character that Jonathan Ross likes.
I knew you were going to say that. It is. Yeah, he's a cool-looking character, so I'm going to have to kind of construct a Q mask somehow. And I'm totally new at the whole cosplay thing, so...
I'm sure there's plenty of places to tell you how to make masks.
Yeah. Probably should have went to the mask making But at this point in time, I wasn't aware that I would fall in love with the character Q.
Did you ever make a mask at school? With papier-mâché and a balloon?
Yeah, but I wanted it to look better than that. Extra Brian, you should know that. And I was also going to just do friend in general, if I don't do the Sadakiyo thing.
Already been done, mate.
I know it has.
I did it in 2005. I've got...
That is old school.
I've got the mask sitting here on my shelf.
Oh, damn. I see, because I remember you used to have that as your avatar, if I remember rightly, on Island.
It was, yes.
That is bizarre. That's kind of like... 20th Century Boys to me then was just...
Well, again, very few people knew who I was cosplaying. That was the disadvantage. Also, I couldn't see where I was going.
And probably I had the same thing with my Green Man outfit.
Not so much due to the mask, more to the fact that I haven't got my glasses on.
Yeah, glasses are there for a reason. But there's going to be a 20th Century Boys group, I think, if we end up doing it. So that kind of justifies me doing the friend or the other guy. Might be old, but...
I was going to say, who do you dress up... I mean... Are there that many costumes that people are going to know who you are and not just
a guy
dressed in some clothes? I suppose you could shave your head and shave a bald spot on top of your head and grow a moustache and be Shogun.
I don't think... I haven't got that
but
much.
You might get mistaken for Hulk Hogan.
That's very true. Very true.
Which is a spoiler for a later chapter of 20th Century Boys, by the way.
No, I've read that.
Oh, you got to that? It's done now, has it?
Yeah, actually, 16.
Nah.
That's why see? Well, not one step ahead.
That was a bit I had to cut. Okay, if it's on 16, I could have put it in my panel after all. I cut it out because I didn't want to spoil 20th Century Boys for anybody, but...
Yeah, well, people would have only came across it this weekend if they've read it this weekend, so it was probably a bit of a spoiler. That would have been evil. That would be impressive.
It's only if I explained the situation as to why it's relevant and...
Oh, yeah.
It plays out as a joke and plays out as sort of a thematic thing as well.
Yeah.
Which makes it even more like the Shin-chan movie, but... Because they're watching wrestling in that, aren't they?
Yeah. I enjoyed Volume 16, it was good.
I'm trying to think what the 20th Century Boys cosplays you could do. The assassin guy, the bald guy in his black cloak.
I don't like the looks of him. You've demoralised me now.
He wears glasses, though.
Yeah. Oh, that makes it all worthwhile.
It'd be a simple one to do. Just shave all your hair off. Wear glasses and get a big black cloak.
You've ruined it now. Since you said,
the Pope. Dress up as the Pope.
Might be a bit distasteful somehow because knowing my look.
Or any of the two super cool Catholic priests.
Oh, yeah, they're pretty bad. Yeah, that could be good, actually. Nah, it's probably not going to happen.
There's plenty of... I've given you a bunch there, which are actual costumes. You've got Friend, you've got Sadakiyo. You've had Friend Sadakiyo, which you mentioned.
I think they're the best two for me. I do like the Sadakiyo mask. It's a very cool mask and pretty creepy as well. Oh, see what I do? Friend with the white hood or friend with like the weird frog mask?
Yeah, two variations of friend there. Who else is there? There's the grinning cop.
Oh, he's a creepy guy. That would be pretty good, actually, if you get like a cop's outfit and a big shotgun. You're pretty interesting.
I'm sure that won't cause any problems at all.
No. Oh, goodness.
Trying to think, any other characters who could be... Is there any... I can't remember, are there mascot characters in the friend world? Or friend land, or whatever they call it.
There's... you could be that... What's he called? Manjomi or someone? The guy who... He bends, like, the guy bent...
Oh, yeah.
You could be, like, the him in the old school version, like, when in the past, I should say.
Yeah, get a baseball cap, you can be God.
Yeah, that's a pretty good one.
Just be really old.
Easy done. I think you should cosplay as well, Brian. That would be good.
We shall see. I'm sure
we should do a request for the podcast, like people tell us what we should cosplay as, which double team. Hale and Pierce, Laurel and Hardy, Walkman Wise. Not very anime related, obviously, but...
No.
Someone feel free to suggest.
I think we should wrap it up before you get any more.
Yeah, because I'm really hungry at the moment.
Right, you can find us at awesome-engine.com and on Facebook under Dynamite in the Brain and under iTunes under Dynamite in the Brain and various other places. Just look, type in Dynamite in the Brain.
Yeah, Google. Google is your friend.
We're the top result. You can find me on Twitter. And I am awesome_engine.
Is that you plugging?
That's me. What's your Twitter?
My Twitter is AntAskew. Go and follow me because I love having more followers.
You should post more.
More
followers. You barely. Most of your tweets are talking to other people.
Oh, see, I don't like to get on people's nerves by tweeting all the time. I'm not saying you do. See, I don't see a great deal of your tweets.
I tweet more than you do, son.
Okay,
your tweeting is weak. You want more people following you? You got to up your tweeting.
See, what do you tweet about to gain followers?
Well, in my case, I tweet about tends to be anime.
Do you do
stuff
hashtags?
Not very often. Sometimes I'm not an incessant tweeter.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Thanks for listening. That was your Twitter advice for the day.
Yeah, tweet more.
Okay, I'll try. And I've got a blog as well, but until I update it, it's pointless giving the link. There you go.
Full of confidence there.
I don't know, I've just felt... In fact, look out for the game in the future that I'm going to make. If I finish it, we'll see.
And your webcomic that you're going to make.
Yeah, the webcomic's got an evolution moment at the moment, so expect it earlier. So you'll see, I don't want to spoil it. I think that's it.
That's it. Goodbye.
Bye.
Your life's gone down the drain. Your body's wrecked with pain. There's just one thing to blame. Dynamite in the brain. Dynamite in the brain. Dynamite in the brain. Dynamite in the brain.